Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, quick question for you. What is your favorite Christmas carol?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells? What are some other favorite Christmas carols?
The Christmas song.
Christmas song?
Oh, Come All You Faithful.
Come All You Faithful.
Grandma Got Ran Over.
Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer. All right. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Yeah, we got all kinds of good ones out there. But I didn't hear any of you mention the oldest Christmas carol. You know which one that one was? If you ask historians, they'll tell you that there are three contenders for the title of the oldest one. One possibility comes from the mid-4th century by St. Hilary of Poitiers. Written in Latin, its title translates to Jesus, Light of All the Nations, or Jesus, the Brilliance of All. A second possibility comes from the Roman Christian poet Aurelius Prudentius Clemens, who lived in Spain around 350 to 400, so also in the 4th century. Again, written in Latin, the title of his work translates to Of the Father's Heart Begotten. A third possibility is sadly just a reference to a title. Unlike the other two, the lyrics to this one have just been lost to history. In the year 129, so just 100 years after Jesus, the Bishop of Rome, Telesophorus, said, "In the holy night of the nativity of our Lord and Savior, all shall solemnly sing the angel's hymn." Now, we're not sure when the holy night of the nativity was, since the date for Christmas wasn't established till 336. And we don't know what this angel's hymn said, but it's probably safe to say it was connected to the angel's announcement to the shepherds. Now, even though these three are the usual ones you'll hear about as the oldest carol, I know there's one more that's even older. And this one has not been lost to time. Its words are still known, and people still sing it today. Any ideas what this one is?
The Magnificat.
The Magnificat. It's given as our psalm today, but it comes immediately after the gospel reading about Mary's visit to Elizabeth. And although this is a famous and well-known song, we need to back up and see why Mary sang it in the first place. Right? Where did this song come from? Well, we need to start with when Mary found out she would be pregnant. Right? This was a turning point in her life. Right? Think about it. There was her life before this moment and then her life after this moment. And when Gabriel appeared to Mary to give her this news, Mary did not rejoice and celebrate. Instead, she was terrified. She didn't know what in the world was going on. Of course, Gabriel then said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." He explained to her that she would be pregnant with the Son of the Most High. But then, of course, Mary said, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" And yes, Mary was asking about how she was going to be pregnant, but I think she was also asking, how is this possible? Why is this happening? Why me? And I think we can relate to that. I think about a time in your life that was a turning point for you. Like for Mary, there was your life before this moment, and then your life after this moment. And I imagine when it happened, you thought, how can this be happening to me? Why me? Why now? Maybe it was a surprise pregnancy. Maybe it was the death of a loved one. Maybe it was some tragedy. Whatever it was, you felt scared and overwhelmed and didn't know what was going on. That's where Mary was. In all of that confusion and pain. Her life was being turned upside down here. Then Gabriel told Mary about Elizabeth, her elderly relative who was pregnant too. Only after Mary heard about Elizabeth did she say, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." So Mary was feeling scared because her life had just taken this unexpected turn. But then she agrees to go along with it, only because she heard that someone close to her was going through the same thing. After she arrives at Elizabeth's house, though, she still hasn't sung this first Christmas carol yet. There's still one more thing that has to happen first. Elizabeth told Mary that God was at work in her life. "Blessed are you among women," she said, "and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Then notice what else Elizabeth said. "And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me?" Why has this happened? How can this be? Sometimes we ask, how can this be when something bad happens, like Mary? But sometimes we ask, how can this be when something good happens, like Elizabeth? How can this be? This seems way too good to be true. Have you had any moments like that? You had any big moments where you were pleasantly surprised by something? Elizabeth is pleasantly surprised by the visit of Mary and praises Mary for her faith in God. "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Then Mary sings her famous song. So before we get the Magnificat, we see that Mary was terrified. She thought, how can this be, in a bad way? She heard about Elizabeth's situation. She accepted her role. She was supported by Elizabeth. And then finally she sang her song. It's important to notice that Mary did not sing right away. Because sometimes we don't feel like singing right away either. Like maybe you've been hearing Christmas songs on the radio since Thanksgiving, but this is not the most wonderful time of the year for you. You like Christmas, but you're just not feeling it this year. You've got things weighing on your heart and on your mind right now. You wonder how God is at work in your life, or if God's even real. If that's the case, then there is some good news for you here. First, let Mary be to you like Elizabeth was to her. Mary likely thought, if God can work in Elizabeth's life, then God can work in my life too. Today we could say, if God can work in Mary's life, then God can work in my life too. But of course, I know that can be hard to believe because of the whole virgin birth and angel appearance thing, right? You don't have angels coming up to you and giving you divine messages. So then do what Mary did. seek someone out who is your Elizabeth. And I don't just mean somebody who's gone through a similar experience as you, although that can help. Instead, I mean, think of someone who understands that God is at work in your life, even if you can't see it. Think about those people who have faith in God and who have supported you when your faith seemed weak. Even when Mary was uncertain what was going on, Elizabeth knew that God was still doing good things in her. Right, for example, I know that God is doing good things through all of you right now. Like, after service today, we'll see our puppet show Christmas pageant. And the kids and the adult volunteers have been working really hard these last few weeks getting the pageant ready. And I know we're all excited to see it. God is at work in the kids and in the volunteers and in all of you. God is doing great stuff in and through this congregation. So even when you're worried and scared, I know that God is still at work in you. I can see it. Because of that, because God is at work in us, because God is always bringing new life and giving us hope, then we can't help but sing. We sing about how God has been faithful to God's people in the past. We sing about how God is doing great things right now. We sing about how God is always and forever faithful to God's promises. Or in other words, we sing like Mary did. And yes, life takes twists and turns, and we go through tough times. But as the angel told Mary, nothing will be impossible with God. With God, nothing is impossible for Elizabeth, for Mary, for us, for you. I mean, if a teenager can become pregnant with the Son of God, if elderly Elizabeth can become pregnant with John the Baptist, if these two women who were not supposed to be pregnant can both bring new life into the world, then God can certainly work through you. And God can bring new life to the world through you too. And with a promise and a hope like that, we can't help but sing. So in the name of Mary's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.